Carl, a Polk County 5-year-old girl is being punished by her school for playing a game in which she had a stick that the administration considered a gun. That's just the latest in a string of liberal progressive political correctness. What a ridiculous example to set for children. She is 5 years old, and a stick is not a gun. I guarantee you that this little girl knows that, but the so-called adults in the school hierarchy have little of her 5-year-old common sense. One of the greatest problems we face today in America is the death of common sense. Life does not require a master's degree or genius status to practice simple common sense. We have allowed the liberal progressives to dominate our society over the past 20 years in particular. But make no mistake, there is more behind that movement than today's snowflakes. These liberal minds were indoctrinated in public school and America's universities. In the 1960s, today's so-called professors were a part of the hippie movement, and their far-out ideas took root in our schools. These so-called teachers are socialists, communists, and liberal Democrats. They see it as their job to re-educate our children away from parental upbringing and to strip these vulnerable minds of any allegiance to God. That has given us the snowflakes who are constantly protesting something, and anarchists who march in the streets to show America to be an awful country. Ask them where they would be treated better than in the United States, and they have no answer. They simply shout socialist slogans back at you. The loss of common sense was carefully planned by socialists and communists and career Democratic politicians who defy common sense each day as they seek to undermine and destroy a president who is simply following through on his campaign promises to the people. They hate Trump's agenda, but that agenda was what voters turned out for. And so any action taken to delay or obstruct that agenda is a slap in the face of the American people. It defies common sense. Now, most Americans have no thoughts whatsoever on the matter of artificial intelligence because it's not been on the media's radar screen. They spend their time attacking Trump rather than informing our people. I find it ironic that we are discussing artificial intelligence when there is so little human intelligence left in the world. What I'm about to say will be easier to understand if you substitute robots as artificial intelligence. In my research on the subject, I came across many articles by several experts on the subject and give credit to Rick Blaisdell for his research, which I found the most enlightening. Many times in history, the human imagination has given birth to former science fiction fantasies, from pocket computers to self-driving cars, space tourism, virtual reality, and now artificial intelligence. Humanity has blurred the lines of fantasy and fiction through innovation and curiosity. Artificial intelligence, or AI, is now a very real prospect that companies are focusing on. For those of you who are still new to this concept, artificial intelligence is a field of science which focuses on how hardware and software components of a machine can exhibit intelligent behavior. Instead of being fed information from the user himself, they learn over the course of time and become more intelligent. Currently, we have many companies in our country that are working on AI projects, including Microsoft, Google, Facebook, and Minecraft. South Korea also has some high-profile artificial intelligence in development. And these are just the companies that have made this official. Don't forget there are probably other companies that are secretly working on artificial intelligence projects. Today, Artificial intelligence, which was once thought to live purely in the human imagination, is very real. In recent months, AI has emerged as a topic of great interest for many leaders in the high-tech industry. First, there was Stephen Hawking, then Elon Musk and Bill Gates. All of these smart people have suggested that artificial intelligence is something to watch carefully. When Tesla CEO Elon Musk was asked about artificial intelligence, he said it was like summoning a demon who should not be called unless you can control it. When Stephen Hawking was asked the same question, he cautioned the public by saying that any further advancement to artificial intelligence could be a fatal mistake. He mentioned that artificial intelligence has the power to redesign itself and take off on its own, whereas humans have slow biological evolution and would not be able to compete. According to Bill Gates, AI devices will be good initially, but as they start learning more and more from us and about us, they will get more powerful and intelligent than humankind. There are four classes of risk posed by artificial intelligence. First, the only two feasible scenarios by which a maliciously hostile AI might be possible are if it is deliberately programmed to be hostile, perhaps by a military or terrorist group, or if humanity's existence or behavior is actively and deliberately contradicting one of the AI's goals so effectively that the only way to achieve that goal is to wage war with humanity until either humanity's will or capability to resist is destroyed. The next, there is effectively no risk of apathetic danger for artificial intelligence with a friendliness super goal, but it is almost unavoidable from an artificial intelligence without that goal. An apathetic AI is dangerous simply because it does not take human safety into account, as all humans naturally do. For example, without friendliness goals, an AI in charge of dusting crops with pesticides will dust a field even if it knows that the farmer is standing in the field inspecting his plants at that moment. Additionally, an artificial intelligence, some say robots, working with an incomplete data is capable of misjudging, just like a human. Mistakes of this sort are almost inevitable, since it is impossible to know everything there is to know about the world, but they are also the least dangerous of the four risks. Since AIs can learn from their experience, the occurrence of accidents actually decreases the chance that the mistake will happen again, improving the artificial intelligence and making it safer. The real danger of well-designed artificial intelligence is in its ability to reprogram and upgrade itself. Any AI capable of self-improvement is likely to eventually surpass the constraints of human intelligence, and once an artificial intelligence exists, which is far smarter than any human being, it will be literally for any human not to be able to fully understand it. Such artificial intelligence is also likely to continue improving itself at an exponential rate, making it increasingly impossible to comprehend or predict. Also, at some point, the AI may discover laws of causality causality and logic far beyond the comprehension of human minds, and the possibilities of what it can do become literally endless. While there are a lot of assumptions about artificial intelligence being dangerous, we have to remember that these are just assumptions and not yet clear facts. Humans have always been doubtful about new technologies, and there was a time when we were also hesitant about cell phones. After all, it's about how we create artificial intelligence and how we keep it under control. Researchers have made a wide range of estimates for how far we are from superhuman artificial intelligence. But we certainly can't say with great confidence that the probability is zero in this country, in this century. Given the dismal track record of such techno-septic predictions, for example, Ernest Rutherford, arguably the greatest nuclear physicist of his time, said in 1933, less than 24 hours before the invention of the nuclear chain reaction, that nuclear energy was ridiculous. And astronomer Royal Richard Woolley called interplanetary travel utterly bilge in 1956. The most extreme form of this myth is that superhuman artificial intelligence will never arrive because it's physically impossible. However, physicists know that a brain consists of quarks and electrons, arranged to act as a powerful computer. And there is no law of physics preventing us from building even more intelligent quark blobs or robots. There's also a related myth that people who worry about artificial intelligence think it's only a few years away. In fact, most people on record worrying about superhuman AI guess that it is still at least decades away. But they argue, as long as we are not 100% sure that it will not happen in this century, it's smart to start safety research now to prepare for the eventuality. Many of the safety problems associated with human-level AI are so hard that they may take decades to solve. So it's prudent to start researching them now, rather than the night before some programmers drinking Red Bull decide to switch one on. In the near term, the goal of keeping artificial intelligence impacts on society. Beneficial motivates research in many areas, from economics and law to technical topics such as verification, validity, security, and control. Whereas it may be a little more than a minor nuisance if your laptop crashes or gets hacked, it becomes all the more important that the AI system does what you want it to do if it controls your car, your airplane, your pacemaker, your automated trading system, or the power grid. Another short-term challenge is preventing a devastating arms race and lethal autonomous weapons. In the long term, an important question is what will happen if the quest for strong artificial intelligence succeeds and an AI system becomes better than humans at all cognitive skills? As pointed out by I.J. Goode in 1965, designing smarter AI systems is itself a cognitive task. Such a system could potentially undergo recursive self-improvement, triggering an intelligence explosion, leaving human intellect far behind. By inventing revolutionary new technologies, such as superintelligence, might help us eradicate war, disease, and poverty. It is so that the creation of strong artificial intelligence might be the biggest event in human history. Those cute little robots you can now buy to serve you a drink or vacuum your floor may one day rise up to surpass human intelligence and take over jobs that are already scarce. It's a catch-22, and we will not know the outcome for decades.